KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails. As we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. We are getting closer to that every single day. We also take a look at some great biking opportunities, and one is really coming up soon. And this, of course, is the AIDS Life Cycle. And joining us today, we got Roger James, my co-host today, and we are also talking with Eli Pence and Bob Ornelas, who has done the ride many times. Good morning, all.
Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning.
Good morning, indeed. Alrighty, so we were just kind of talking off air a little bit. This thing has been going on for quite some time. We don't know exactly which annual ride this is, but it's been going on for some time, right?
Yep. Definitely, at least 15 years.
At least 15 years, and Bob, you're a 13-year participant, right?
Yeah. First, let me just thank you for having Eli and I on the program.
Sure.
And on behalf of all the people from Humboldt County that are going to be participating, we just want to thank you very much for letting us get the word out.
Absolutely. Well, this is a terrific event. So I guess we explain the overall goal of this ride.
Eli,
want to take that?
Well, the ride is basically an opportunity to fundraise for the San Francisco AIDS Foundation and the Los Angeles LGBT Center.
Fantastic.
With the overarching goal of ending AIDS.
And typically, how much money does this thing raise every year?
Last year, I think we went over $19 million.
$19 million.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
Yeah, we all raise a minimum of $3,000 each, and then we set individual goals for ourselves that could be $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $10,000. Melanie Williams, who's participating once again, she raised $10,000 a couple years ago.
That's remarkable. That is remarkable. Yeah. I mean, I've done fundraising, you know, myself for different events, and I can tell you that's not easy. That's a lot of knocking on doors and smiling and dialing, for sure.
So, Bob and Eli, if people are inspired by this, how do they make a contribution? How would they go about that?
Good question.
Well, there's a couple of easy ways. One, you can get online and look up AIDS Life Cycle, and there'll be a home page. In the upper right-hand corner, it'll say donate, and so you go to that page, and you write down the name of the person you want to donate to, and just put a credit card number. Or you can make a check out to AIDS Life Cycle and hand it to any one of us, and we'll send it in
exactly.
To the San Francisco
AIDS
Foundation office.
Fantastic. Now, this is a long race. It goes from San Francisco to Los Angeles, and it goes over several days. It goes from the 3rd to the 9th. I imagine over that period of time, the field gets pretty spread out, right?
Oh, yeah. We spread out for miles and miles and miles.
I'll bet.
There's all kinds of different shapes that people are in.
Oh, yeah.
For some people, you could call it a race. And for most of us, it's just a ride. We're going to take our time. We're going to enjoy the scenery. We're on small roads for most of the ride. And it's just beautiful riding from, you know, middle California down to Southern California. It's wonderful.
I was going to ask you that because I thought it was going to all be like freeway the whole time, but but you're on smaller roads most of the time.
You can't put 2,500 people on highways except when we spill out from Lompoc onto the Coast Highway north of Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
But there again, they try to keep us only on the bigger roads where there's a shoulder. Then, yeah. Eli, wouldn't you say the last day is the most dangerous?
I would say. And when we make it through Santa Monica, it can get pretty wild.
What makes it dangerous? Is it just a narrow road or a lot of traffic what?
We go through Malibu, which is really, really demanding as you drop up down into all those watersheds. But when we start coming into Santa Monica, Highway 1 has almost no shoulder. and there's houses right up against the road.
Wow.
And so we have to deal with all that L.A. traffic. And so that really is the most critical time, is that last day. But for the most part, as I said, we're on little roads that are just not very frequented.
So I imagine, I mean, riding on the roads is something I've given up on since I got hit. But I imagine there is some safety in numbers, because you said there's like 3,000 of you out there. And I imagine that it does call attention to itself.
Well, the first thing they do is they go to an orientation, a safety meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about the dynamics of riding on roads, sharing roads with cars and trucks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so, you know, we stop at every stop sign. We signal. We call out when we're slowing down to each other. We make sure that we've got contact with drivers so that when we want to go through a stop sign, you know, it's safe. And so we all the riders take that safety course, and it really, really, really is helpful. And we only pass on the left.
Exactly. And there's a whole crew of motorcycle volunteers who help with directions and who are at any of the pivot points so that nobody gets lost.
Now, I guess some folks who are really hardcore make it in less than the prescribed amount of time of the ninth or the third through the ninth. I guess some people just fly through this thing, right?
No, you have to camp out every night.
Oh, you have to camp out. Okay.
So you can fly. You can fly during the day.
Okay.
You just get to camp earlier.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes a degree of sense. So, what is the age range of folks doing this?
Oh, I'll be almost 65.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be one month short of 65. I've met people in their 70s. Eli, wasn't there a couple of guys in their late 70s last year?
Oh, my first summer, there was a gentleman who was 85, and his son was riding with him.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was incredible. And I think it, you have to be 18 on the low end.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people from Humboldt County take this ride?
It depends. Our first, I've only been doing this 3 years, and this first team I was on, I think we had about 23 people all told. And this summer we have 8 or 9, I think.
I think we have about 18 people total, don't we? We have some people
total,
that are going to be on the medical team. We have some roadies, people that, you know, help with all the different aspects of moving 2,500 people across the state. And so I think we may have upwards of 18 people involved from Humboldt County this year.
So I imagine the bulk come from the San Francisco area.
It's exciting. You know, I've ridden alongside people from Russia, Slovenia.
Really?
Spain, Italy.
Oh, yeah, people come from all over.
Yeah.
That's
and then
wild.
One of our team members is from Michigan, Ira Berkowitz.
Ah.
No relation?
I don't know. I'm learning more and more about my family. I thought there was, I mean, I'm only a second generation American. There's like, I was like, yeah, I know almost everyone who is in my family. It's not that many, but I'm learning that there's way more out there than I thought there was. It's like, he might be related. Who knows? It is a possibility.
Yeah. So Ira Berkowitz is joining us again. He missed last year because he was marrying off his children, so he can get back at the bike ride. He's wonderful company.
Excellent.
And yeah. we have a teammate who lives in L.A. We have a teammate who lives in Seattle. And we all just meet on the road.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like a great time. So for those who do it, it's riding like all day and then camping and then riding and then camping and riding and camping, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And taking care of your butt.
Yeah, I bet. You know,
throughout the whole thing, yeah.
Potentially, you're on your bike 10, 12 hours.
Yeah.
Know? And so you've got to have a bike that fits you, and it's really important to have a good saddle.
Yes.
And to have a comfortable riding position and a bike with lots and lots of gears, because we go up some stuff that's very steep. And the very first day, riding from San Francisco across hilly San Francisco, up and down Daly City, along the coast, we do 6,500 feet of climbing and ride almost 90 miles on the very first day. And that is a hell of a ride for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, especially for the first day. We camp in Santa Cruz,
Well, it's just, I hope everyone's in decent shape. Just doing this, because I'll tell you what.
There are people that know that they're not going to make it every day. They're adamant about the importance of what we're doing is trying to educate people and do the prevention of STDs and the treatment of STDs, mostly HIV and AIDS. But as we've seen in the local news lately, STDs are on the rise. It's sexually transmitted diseases. People should be getting tested regularly. You know, there should be consistent condom use. And people should know that there's access to antibiotics to treat things like gonorrhea and syphilis, and that, you know, there's all kinds of issues that are related. And when someone says, "Oh, you're raising money for San Francisco AIDS Foundation, what about us?" There is a spinoff, and there's a lot of benefit to us being involved that helps Humboldt County.
It is kind of amazing that it is on the rise, that sexually transmitted diseases are on the rise. You would think at this point in history that would not be the case. But there's actually been, because there have been so many advances medically, there's some complacency that has actually crept in, and people are being less cautious.
Well, you know, I apologize for saying too much, Eli, but a couple years ago, man, I can't remember somebody that I know dying of AIDS. It's not like they all died off. It's that they're getting treatment, and they can live comfortably with the kinds of things like the PrEP and different drugs that have been found to allow people to live healthily and for a long time. So it's beautiful in that way. I have a friend who I met in Peace Corps in 1983, and he went to East Africa. I went to West Africa, and part of our training in Florida, we were taken to a clinic in southern Florida where a bunch of Haitian refugees were, and they had this disease that nobody really could explain, and very little was known about it. And so my buddy went to Kenya, and he was on the border of Zaire in Kenya, in western Kenya, and he actually contacted HIV through a girlfriend that he had, and he's alive today. When he got out of Peace Corps in 1986, he went right to the CDC and said, "Look, I may not have much time to live, and whatever experiments, programs you develop, think of me as your test.
Wow.
I will do whatever it takes." And this was a brilliant, funny guy who probably would have been one of the most fantastic zoological professors. He just said, "Use me." He's alive today because of the fantastic research and his attitude, probably. But, I dedicate my ride almost every year to Brett Watson, because I just really think it's great what he's done.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's definitely, you made a good point, it's not a death sentence like we used to consider it. But even getting access to medication is, it's not equal or even. So they're the most vulnerable populations among us, I mean, poor people, people of color, trans people, IV drug users, don't often or always have access to that kind of prophylactic medication. So it's important to keep talking about it for that reason as well.
Absolutely. And as we were mentioning, because it is treatable and people do live with this disease, there is some complacency that has developed. And I've read this is one of the reasons that STDs are on the rise, because they're treatable. And it's like, well, I guess we don't have to pay that much attention to it. But you do. You really do. And still, even though treatable, HIV still has no cure yet, and a lot of research still needs to be done, and that's one of the reasons for this ride, because there's still a lot to be done.
Exactly, and people will be riding until AIDS is a distant memory.
Absolutely. And now we were talking a little bit off air. We don't have a lot of time, but we were talking a little bit off air that there really isn't a lot of time for people to get in on this year, right? If they want to do it. But they can. Well, they certainly can add funds to it, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you can call the AIDS Lifecycle office and say, hey, can I get in? And they'd probably say, sure, I would imagine, because it's, you know, it's still a week and a half, 2 weeks away.
Sure.
They're not desperate for more participants, but there's always a sense of desperation for more money for research.
Always.
Treatment stuff.
Always.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always. All right.
It takes a lot of preparation, so I would suggest if anybody's interested in doing it to kind of start training for next year,
mm-hmm.
And get hooked mm-hmm. up with a team.
Fantastic. So, Bob, you in good shape for this year? Y'all geared up for it? Ready to go?
Well, last year I was in better shape.
Uh-huh.
I was right across the United States for the first time in my life. And so I pretty much got obsessed with riding a lot, and I would do hundreds of miles every week. This year, I do a lot of construction repair,
mm-hmm.
and I've been really busy, and the weather hasn't been super conducive to it. So no, I'm not as in good a shape, but I can survive it. My muscles, my body remembers every mile, having done this ride for 13 years. So I'll just pace myself, just relax, take mm-hmm. it easy. It's not a race. It's just a ride. And with good companionship, like Eli and all the other people on our team and all the other people.
Oh, it's a blast.
The miles just go by, and you just, you know, it'll be fine.
And of course, your muscles will definitely remember it while you're doing it. That's for sure. And Eli, how about you? Are you in pretty good shape at this point? Ready to go?
As good as I'm going to get.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Very good. All righty.
Eli's young and has strapping health, and he's got it. He really, really takes care of himself. He'll be fine.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, be safe out there, and best of luck, and enjoy the ride. It's going to be a lot of fun. Again, it's June 3rd through the 9th. It goes to San Francisco to Los Angeles, 545 miles. And, boy, sounds like an amazing ride. So, Roger, thanks so much for pulling this together. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Cliff, and thank you, Bob and Eli. It's really inspiring. I can't tell you how much I admire what you all are doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, and again, thanks to both of you for joining us this morning. Really appreciate that.
And well, thanks for having us.
You bet. This conversation on Happy Trails, you will find podcast shortly at iTunes and at KHUM.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.